It is time for Dr. Judy Wertman and Open House Concepts this morning here on Robin Hood Radio. Judy is the co-author of the book Open House Concepts, and also, no, she's not. She's the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Luther's His Tummy, and Before Her Voice Was Still, and from her open concept department, here she is, Dr. Judy Wertman. Good morning.
Good morning. And I'm one comment on this. I think the reason that one did not have open room concepts is because of heating. You wanted to keep your room small so that you could contain the heat rather than having it go dissipate throughout a large house with a high ceiling. So I think that in cold climates, you probably try to not have that openness.
Oh, that you
wanted to huddle around a fire.
You mean there's some actual efficiencies that were built in along the way? No. And by the way, if you spend any time watching, for example, some of these Food Network recipes that require three different trips to the heat source to fancify, you will also understand that it's not quite as simple as it once was.
Absolutely. No, exactly. No, cooking your gruel over a fire.
Right, remember? Stirring.
Right, exactly. Anyway, what I sent you this week, Jill, is something that I came across almost accidentally, but apparently the information has been floating around since January, and that is finally, for those who really are interested in this, an explanation as to why some of us have experienced a very quick change in our hair color. That is, some people, and the most notable example actually is our past President Obama, have gone from a deeply pigmented hair, brown, black, blue, blonde, what have you, to almost entirely gray in a very short period of time, and at an age when one would not expect to see hair become gray, to lose its color so completely. And it has been known for really hundreds of years that acute stress can take away the pigment of one's hair. And the most notable example is apparently Marie Antoinette, whose hair went from an auburn, sort of a reddish color, to white overnight before she unfortunately lost her head in the guillotine. And apparently this has also been true of other people like Sir Thomas More and Anne Boleyn, whose hair also turned white the day before the evening before they were going to lose their heads entirely. And so people knew that there was clearly a relationship between stress and becoming gray. And, and many people probably in their own families can point to some relative who, because of really an almost unbearable stress, lost pigment in the hair and, turned white overnight. And actually it's called Marie Antoinette syndrome. But people never understood really why. I mean, what is there about stress that would take away your hair color? And the reason apparently was discovered by a group of Harvard researchers, and published this past January. And what they found was that there really is a very direct relationship between a particular brain chemical called norepinephrine, or we know it better really as adrenaline, that's made both by the adrenal glands and also by the nervous system in your body called the sympathetic nervous system. We know this relationship between that and the inability of your hair when it's growing out of the hair follicles to contain any color. And the way it goes is this. You have apparently 100, who knew this, 100,000 hair follicles in your scalp, and normally, until you become bald or old or what have you, they produce hair continuously because your hair is lost continuously. And in these little sort of pits, tiny microscopic pits in your scalp, there are cells that actually produce the hair itself, and there are other cells called melanocytes that contain the chemical melanin that gives your hair color. And there are two kinds of melanin. One will give your hair a brown or black color, and other will give your hair a blonde or reddish color, and all the permutations in between. Well, apparently what happens when you are stressed, either acutely, like you're going to lose your head the next day, or chronically, like we are all being stressed right now, what happens is that certain cells in this hair follicle that are called melanocytes, again, they stop being produced. There are other cells that produce these melanocytes that contain the melanin, and when you are stressed, then this particular nervous system drops into these little hair follicles an adrenaline-like substance that totally shuts off the production of these melanocytes. And so it ends. You no longer can get any, your new hairs will not have any color. They will be gray, or ultimately they will be white. And, you know, this was shown by various experiments with mice, but what the researchers came out when they actually were quoted in their paper by saying that they were shocked that the effect of stress could cause such an irreversible change in what seemed like sort of a very normal process, you know, making new hair that had the color of your old hair. And, you know, they said, you know, we know that stress causes all sorts of problems. You know, people, you know, can't sleep, they don't eat, they lose weight, they gain weight. Their skin can respond by having rashes. You know, there are all sorts of, you know, one can be more susceptible to, you know, infectious diseases. There are all sorts of problems, physical problems that occur when we are stressed. But, you know, up until now, it was thought, well, you know, when the stress is over, you get enough sleep, you eat right, you exercise, you try to meditate or have some private time for yourself, you go on a vacation, you know, the changes will be reversible. But this is one of the first clear cases showing that when you are really stressed, yeah, there are permanent changes that can take place in your body. It happens that they looked at hair color, but now one wonders what other permanent changes can take place in your body as well. And it's really scary because we are now going through, what, the fifth month of unrelenting stress from the virus, and you wonder, what are we going to be like a year from now? You know, are we all going to have gray hair when we didn't think we did? And what other permanent changes may be occurring in our bodies right now that we're not aware of? So I think that, you know, if anything, if one can, you know, just take a little bit of joy and calmness and comfort in whatever you can find during the day to decrease your stress, I think it's very
important.
Can I
make a recommendation? I think you're absolutely right. And one recommendation before we go, people could just stop watching their screen all day long.
Absolutely.
Go outside, get some air. I'm sorry. Very simplistic, but it's important.
Take your dog for a walk and cuddle your cat.
Yeah, exactly. Well.
Alrighty. Curious to know what color my hair really is. Anyway, that's another topic.
Only your hairdresser knows for sure. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman. Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy here Monday on Thursday mornings right before This Week in the Lakeville Journal. Also at robinhoodradio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on Food for Mood with Judy Wortman.